I saw a Torah from the Heilige Or HaMeir of Zelf Wolf from Zidmer, the Talmud of the Maggid of Mezrich. And all week I've been thinking about this Torah. So on a pasuk, on the pshat of this pasuk, tells us Vayavidu Mitzrayim as Bnei Yisrael Befarech. The pshat of the pasuk tells us that the Mitzrim, maybe the Mitzrim, it's Bnei Yisrael Befarech, the Mitzrim brought upon us backbreaking labor, caused us to work hard, the beginning of Galus. The Or HaMeir says as follows, there's a deep idea we could see in this pasuk. We have to open up our hearts to see that the Torah is so deep and the Torah is so special, and the Torah is Shivim Panam Torah. And there's so much we could see in every single pasuk of Torah. The whole world you could see in every pasuk of Torah. And sometimes in my shir, to show my Talmidim and to help them understand the depth of Torah, I'll say, what do you want to learn about today? You want to learn about Midos? You want to learn about Kibbutz of Aim? You want to learn... Watch, you'll see. We're gonna. You pick a topic, and we're gonna open up to any pasuk in the Torah. Just flip a chumash, tell me what line, and we're gonna find in that pasuk that topic, because all of Torah, every word of Torah, is the whole world. You could see it. You have to look a little deep. So listen to how the Or HaMeir. Listen to what he says. He says there are two ways that we serve the Eibishter. There are two ways that we serve the Eibishter. That we come close to the Eibishter. Some of us come close to the Eibishter because we see the Eibishter is so great and so incredible and does so much for us. And he runs the world and we owe our life and our existence to the Eibishter. So how can we not serve the Eibishter? And we love it. And there's Ava and there's Yira because we see the Raimimus Elokuso. Sometimes we come close to the Eibishter from a different place. Sometimes we come close to the Eibishter because we don't see the Eibishter. We don't recognize the Eibishter. And we have tzar in our life. We have pain. We have suffering. We have difficulty. And it seems to be that the Eibishter is missing. Lo aleinu. So what do we do in that case? We have to search for the Eibishter. And when there's tragedy in our life, who do we call out with? We have no one else but the Eibishter, even though we're not seeing him at the time. So it's a place of loss, a place of emptiness. A place of sadness, a place of sorrow. As the Zohar says, on the words in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yud, that Paro Hikriv, Paro came close. Through Paro coming close, Hikriv es libam lavinu lev v'yem shabit shemayim. Paro coming close to us, trying to come and destroy us, caused us to go close to Hashem. Because what do we do at that moment? When we're stuck, the moment when we're sad, the moment we reach out to God. But it's not from seeing the greatness of God, pum vakarat, it's seeing the loss at that moment, the emptiness at the moment. We're scared. We're tortured. So obviously the higher levels, to be close to Hashem and serve Hashem, because we're seeing how good He is to us, and seeing how great He is in our lives, and seeing and recognizing, I woke up this morning, there's a melech chai. Hashem's alive. Hashem's in my life. He woke me up. He gives me the ability to see, to hear, to speak. Kadosh Baruch Hu's bringing me so much simcha, so much incredible. He allows me to breathe. He allows me to be. The Eibishter is by my side. And not to have to come close to Him because of tzaras, because of difficulty. And the Or HaMeir says, when we come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu from the good in our life, from seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu in our life, that's when we speak to Him bepeh maleh, with a full mouth. Mamish, we're full. It's from the right place. But when you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes through pain and suffering, it's not a pemoli, it's a perach, it's a softer mouth, it's not a full mouth. That's what he says. So he says, that's what the Torah is telling us here in a deeper lesson. Vayavidu HaMitzrim es Bnei Yisrael, the Mitzrim, the Tzrayim, they caused us to serve. Backbreaking labor. They tortured us. So what it's called? It doesn't say avodah kasha. Could have said vavidu, but as Bnei Yisrael, but avodah kasha, befarech. So befarech is a remez l'davar, befarech, beperach, beperach. Meaning what? Through that torture, we also then called out to Hashem. Of course, that's what we do. But we have to remember that's perach. That's a little bit of a softer mouth. That's not a full mouth. That's not the whole ruach and nefesh and everything. It's coming from a place of emptiness. It's also calling out to Hashem. But the avodah shouldn't be that we need to wait for the tzaras to call out to Hashem. We should call out Hashem when we see all the good. We should call out Hashem every single day, knowing that He does so much for us. B'peh mole. That's the avodah, not from b'perach. You know, I was thinking about this week. And again, I'm not going to get into the politics of it and what's going on in the world. Baruch Hashem, for the most part, we're healthy and we're good, even though a lot of people, unfortunately, are not feeling so well these days. But Baruch Hashem, they're in their beds and they'll be good. Baruch Hashem. But it's scary just to see on some levels we're like going backwards. And we were opening up to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael a month ago, and now we're not able to go to Eretz Yisrael. And we were in many of our mekaymos, we were live and open and in classes with people, and suddenly we're back on remote. And this week, Wednesday night, I was supposed to be speaking in Stern College, and they tell me 2 days before, we went remote, and could you give the shir on Zoom? I haven't given a shir on Zoom in like over a year. I don't remember the last time I gave a Zoom shir. I don't remember the last time I gave a Zoom shir. And I'm giving a Zoom shir again. And again, we could talk. I'm not going to get into whether they should be doing it or not. I'm not going to get into any of that. We're not talking politics here tonight. Okay, we could do that after the audio is shut off. But Lemaisa, whatever is going on, regardless, we're somewhat in the world going backwards. And I don't know why that is. And I'm not going to... We all have our feelings, and it's on whether we should be going backwards or not. But Lemaisa, a lot of places are. And the bottom line is that maybe for us as Yidden, we're supposed to be looking into our life and saying, did I do enough when I was given this lesson a year and a half ago? Eibishter is obviously telling us we didn't do enough yet. We didn't make enough changes. Why is it that we again need to look to Hashem from difficulty and from tzaras? Why were we not looking to Hashem in the proper way with all our heart and with all our soul when things were going well? That we need again things not going so well to remind us and bring us back to Him. Because if I'm not b'peh mole, Hashem brings us avoida b'peret. So it's going to be b'perach. Because He wants us always to be close to Him. So let's try, each and every one of us, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. To daven with kavana always. To learn with amelos always. To have the shmir sanayim we spoke about earlier, mamish, always, and be above it. And then we'll be zoichet to not need the reminder, not need the tzaras to be close to Hashem. We'll be close to Hashem through the hakara of all He does for us until the whole world, where the whole world sees what He does for us with Bias Mashiach, with Gula Shlema, and Hei Rabbi Amen. Have a Heilige Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,